Today is Thursday, September 16th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So, I got a little bit of a talking to today. So, I've talked about this a lot. This is not going to be an upbeat show. I'm so sorry. But I've talked about my parents and, you know, how they feel. And I thought, and for the longest time, I was kind of in the closet, or I just didn't talk to them about, you know, the fact that I was gay. They knew. I mean, they knew because I'm not going to give my whole life story here, but they knew. But, you know, I had my British boyfriend, didn't say anything to them about him, except he was my friend from college, and had another boyfriend, same thing, friend. You know, my boyfriend in Dallas, he was my friend. And, you know, they even met them, but I never said anything. And I just let it go on as if, you know. And then a few years ago, 4 or 5 years ago now, I decided, you know what, I'm just going to tell them. And you hear all these stories about people telling their parents and their family being so accepting and everything being wonderful and life just being, you know, clouds and rainbows and all this kind of stuff. And people are like, why don't you tell them? You know, you just need to get it off your chest. You need to come out, you know, all that. I'm like, it's better just them not knowing. And so, but I'm like, okay, I'm going to tell them. So I told them. And it was weird for a while, but then my mom started referring to Mark as her son, and, you know, she started saying she loved him, and, you know, she would ask how he was every time, and, you know, if he didn't come with me to see her or to see my parents, she would, you know, ask where he was and why he wasn't there and all this kind of stuff. So I haven't seen them in a while, and I thought, well, I'm going to go over there. I'm not going to ask Mark to go with me because I know he gets bored when we go over to their house and there's nothing to do and we're just sitting there. And so I went. They were both there, and I went in and I talked to him for about a half an hour, and then my stepdad had to leave. And so after he left, my mom said, oh, I guess this is a time that you and I can talk. She's like, I've been wanting to have a talk with you. And she's like, it's nothing bad, but I just feel like it's better for you and I just talk one-on-one. And we haven't been together one-on-one. And so first she started out by telling me that when I was a baby, she had women. No, when I was still not even, when I was in her womb, that she had the women of the church pray over me. Pray over her stomach because she wanted God to use me, and that she felt like God was going to use me, but God had laid it on her heart that, you know, maybe there was something about my podcast that I was not being Christ-like on my podcasts. And so it started out that way. And I said, well, Mom, I tell everyone I'm a Christian, you know, it's not like I'm, you know, I don't know, cussing throughout the thing, or, you know, I don't know, like, what, I'm not going to preach, you know, on my podcast, but I'm like, I don't do, anyway, so that's how the conversation, it was very weird, and she's just like, oh, God told me, you know. And I said, well, Mom, I don't know what you, like, I'm not doing us anything, I'm not. And she said, oh, well, that just makes me feel so much better, because maybe that's why God wanted me to bring it up, so it would relieve me of this, you know, what I've been feeling. And so then, I don't even know, we went into this strange conversation, and she was talking about, you know, my uncle telling her, you know, that he just doesn't know, like, he knows I love God, but he, you know, he just doesn't know how to handle the, the fact that I'm living the homosexual lifestyle. And my mom referred to it as the homosexual lifestyle like three or four times. And she said, I love you and Mark. And I'm so glad that Mark came along and you have him and you guys have each other. And I know that you guys, you know, are going to do great things for God and like all this stuff. And she says like, and I'm not going to, I've struggled, but I'm not going to, it's not my place to judge, you know, how you two are living your life. And I love both of you. But the thing is, when you say something like that, I mean, I felt like we'd gotten so much further. I felt like the fact that she's calling it the homosexual lifestyle, I feel like we're back at ground zero. You know, ground zero. It's like, I love Mark. This is who I am. You know, even if Mark wasn't here, this would still be who I am. And it hurts, is what I'm saying. I'm just being really open and honest. You know, normally I try to be lighthearted, and the other thing is, and I know several of you that are really protective of me and, you know, will say bad things about my mother, but I know I love my mom. I love my family. And I don't think they're bad people, but it's difficult. And I know there are people that get thrown out of their houses and their family disowns them and they won't talk to them forever. So it's not like I'm in the worst position in the world. But again, I just have always felt like being me wasn't good enough. And now I'm going to start the closing theme that's super like, I'm going to kick somebody's ass. Here we go. But I really, yeah, I mean, I have. I've always had this underlying feeling that no matter what I do, who I am on the inside is not good enough. I've always felt that way. And I don't want anyone to feel sorry for me. Like, I'm not asking for any, you know, sympathy or whatever, but that's how I've always felt. And I joke about being a people pleaser, but there's this thing inside of me that I've just never felt like the real me down there, you know, deep on the inside is worth it, you know? So there you go. There's a, but for all of you who are struggling with coming out, I'm sorry. But anyway, it was just a really weird conversation. And so now I'm in like this really weird mood. And then I was on my way back and I know how to get home, but I needed to call Joe Batance back. And I thought, well, this will be the perfect time because it takes me 20 minutes to get home from my parents' house. And he calls me back, and right as I get to the road where I'm going to turn, they have put up a detour. And I live a little bit out in the country, and so, but I was talking to Joe, and so I was trying, I'm like, oh, I can find it. I mean, I'm like, I'll find another road, you know? And so I kept driving, and the detour was going the wrong direction. It was not going towards my home. And so I ended up getting lost. I mean, how do you get lost with Google Maps? But anyway, Google Maps kept telling me to turn like on dirt roads and crap. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to turn on a dirt road. I don't want to. And so finally the road did lead to a town that I knew, but it was 25, 30 minutes north of where I live. And so I called Marcus. I'm so sorry. I'm going to be late because, you know, and we were going to walk, but because I was so late getting home, and I hadn't recorded the show yet, you know, we couldn't walk. So now we've missed our walk. And so right now what I'm doing is I'm heating up, we're cooking rice, and we still have leftover chicken from the party on Saturday. And so we're eating leftover chicken, and I was going to cook something, but Mark said, we've got to finish all those leftovers. I don't like leftovers. So anyway, so I had a weird convo with my mother. I gave you guys a depressing show. I'm so sorry. And then now we're eating leftovers because I do hate leftovers. I mean, it is true. I'm not a big fan of leftovers, but So hopefully we'll watch something lighthearted on television and I'll have a good evening. But on the bright side, I have a very light day at work tomorrow. So I'm going to be able to turn on some YouTube videos, and I'm working on a paper, but I can work on my paper almost all day without having to have meetings in between. And so tomorrow's going to be a good day. Like I said before, I used to watch TV while doing homework, so I can watch YouTube while working on my white paper that I'm doing. A testing strategy white paper. And yeah, that's it. So let's see, what did I do last night? Last night I had church orchestra, and that went well. Actually, the other trumpet player turned to me after one of the songs and he said, "You sounded so good on that. Good job." And so I was really happy. Anytime I get compliments, I'm really happy. And he said, "Man, first part sounded so good on that. You did so well." And today we had gotten an estimate for Christmas lights for this year from the company we used last year. And we decided to go ahead and do it again this year. So I called the Christmas light company today. And they're coming the first week of November to set them up. And I picked up my car stereo. It's going to be installed on Sunday. So there you go. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.